You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Abraham offered up Isaac, part 2. Our scripture is Genesis 22, 1 through 19. My text is Genesis 22, 1 through 2, which states, "And it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take thou now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will show thee of." The story has been very melancholic and seemed to hasten toward a more tragical period. But here the sky suddenly clears up. The sun breaks out, and a bright and pleasant scene opens. The angel of the Lord, that is, God himself, the eternal word, the angel of the covenant, he interposed and gave a happy issue to the trial. Isaac is rescued. The command to offer him was intended only for a trial, and it appearing upon trial that Abraham did indeed love God better than he loved Isaac, the end of the command was answered, and therefore the order is countermanded without any reflection at all upon the unchangeableness of the divine counsels. Lay not thy hand upon that lad. Abraham is not only approved, but applauded. He obtains an honorable testimony that he is righteous. Now know I that thou fearest God. God knew it before, but now Abraham had given a most memorable evidence of it. He needed to do no more. What he had done was sufficient to prove the religious regard he had to God and his authority. Another sacrifice is provided instead of Isaac. Now that the altar was built and the wood laid in order, it was necessary that something should be offered. God must be acknowledged with thankfulness for the deliverance of Isaac, and the sooner the better, when here is an altar ready. A new name is given to the place, to the honor of God, and for the encouragement of all believers to the end of the world, cheerfully to trust in God in the way of obedience. Let it be recorded for the generations to come that the Lord will see. He will always have his eye upon his people in their narrow places and distresses, that he may come in with seasonable relief, that he will be seen in the mount, in the greatest perplexities of his people. He will not only manifest but magnify his wisdom, power, and goodness in their deliverance. Where God sees and provides, he shall be seen and praised. Abraham's obedience was graciously accepted, but this was not all. Here we have it abundantly paid for. Before he stirred from the place, probably while the ram he had sacrificed was yet burning, God sent him this gracious message, renewed and confirmed his covenant with him. All covenants were made by sacrifice. So was this by the typical sacrifices of Isaac and the ram. Very high expressions of God's favor to Abraham are employed in this confirmation of the covenant with him, expressions exceeding any he had yet been blessed with. Because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thine only son, he lays a strong emphasis on this, and praises it as an act of obedience. In it thou hast obeyed my voice, and to obey is better than sacrifice. Not that this was a proportionable consideration, but God graciously put his honor upon that by which Abraham had honored him. God now confirmed the promise with an oath. It was said and sealed before, but now it is sworn. By myself have I sworn, for he could swear by no greater. Hebrews 6:13. The particular promise here, renewed, is that of a numerous offspring. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. Abraham has but one son, and is willing to part with that one in obedience to God. God said, thou shalt be recompensed with thousands and millions. What a figure does the seed of Abraham make in history? How numerous, how illustrious were his known descendants, who to this day triumph in this, that they have Abraham to their father. Thus he received a thousandfold in his life. Matthew 19:29. Jesus died a painful death on the cross for our sins, so let us always do his will. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Hearing aids may reduce the risk of dementia by half, a study says, by Madeline Holcombe, CNN. For people facing a greater threat of cognitive decline, getting hearing aids could cut your risk in half, according to a new study. Cognitive decline is a reduction in abilities that can range from mild impairment to dementia, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And dementia is a big problem across the globe. As everyone lives longer, the number of people with dementia over time are going up, said co-principal investigator of the study, Dr. Frank Lynn, professor of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and the Bloomingburg School of Public Health. Over the past decade, research has established that hearing loss is one of the biggest risk factors for developing dementia. But it wasn't clear whether intervening with hearing aids would reduce the risk, he added. But the study published Tuesday in The Lancet was the first randomized control study to investigate this question, Lynn said. In the total group, hearing aids did not appear to reduce cognitive decline, the study said. But when researchers looked at just the older group that was at higher risk, they found a significant reduction in cognitive decline, Lynn said. That was very impressive to see that in the unhealthy individuals, they were able to slow the rate of cognitive decline by 48%, said Dr. Thomas Holland, physician scientist at the Rush Institute for Health Aging. First things first, if you aren't sure about your hearing health, get it checked, Lynn said. Even if you have only mild hearing loss, use an aid, said Dr. Benjamin Tan, Dan Speller at the Yung Lu Lin School of Medicine at the National University of Singapore. It is a simple, effective, and practically risk-free method to preserve your cognition as much as possible, he added. That said, not everyone in the United States has access to regular consultations and treatment with an ear, nose, and throat doctor or an audiologist, Tan said. In those cases, lower cost, over-the-counter hearing aids available without a prescription may be a good option. Even though you will not have experts diagnosing the cause of your hearing loss or fine-tuning your device, it is probably still better to use a hearing aid than none at all, he said. But the study also showed the importance of maintaining physical health to prevent cognitive decline. What this study is really telling us is that individuals that do have those underlying comorbidities or risk factors for cognitive decline need to be even more diligent about doing those annual visits, Holland said. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is strong hearts. Philip Yancey, co-author of the book Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, said that a hummingbird's heart weighs a fraction of an ounce and beats 800 times per minute. A blue whale's heart weighs half a ton, yet beats only 10 times per minute. In contrast to either, the human heart beats about 70 times per minute, with no time off for rest to get most of us through 70 years or more of life. The heart is amazing and so thoroughly powers us through life that it has become a metaphor for our overall inner well-being. Yet, the heart is prone to failure, and many people wonder, what is the source of their heart's strength? Is it eating more fruits and vegetables, taking vitamins like fish oil, drinking more water, or perhaps exercising and resting more? While these actions may help to build a stronger heart, Psalm 73:26 says that my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The living God is our ultimate and eternal strength. Jesus' presence in our hearts fills us with countless reasons for gratitude. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. He brings the ability to live with purpose and energy. Colossians 1, 28 and 29. He cultivates joy in our hearts in the midst of all circumstances, in both times of celebration and times of struggle. Philippians 4, 12 and 13. Christ's Spirit provides hope to our hearts that God is working all things together for good, even when we can't see it. Romans 8, 28. And the Spirit gives a peace that persists regardless of the chaos swirling around us. Colossians 3, 15. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that you have the opportunity to believe that God loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news. Repent and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey His word, and take purposeful action for His glory. Be encouraged, my friends, and let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening. Oh, oh. Mm.